It's Wednesday, the 8th of August, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm doing my regular commutes to work, travelling from South Cheshire, where I live, to South Manchester, where I work. I actually work pretty close to Manchester Airport, and there was a little bit of drama yesterday, which hit the news, I think, where a passenger on a flight made a bomb threat, passed some information to the pilot that made the pilot believe there was a bomb on board, and the Royal Air Force scrambled a fighter jet to escort the plane into Manchester Airport, and then Manchester Airport went into full emergency lockdown. All other incoming flights were initially circling and then diverted over to Leeds Airport. All trains were cancelled from the centre of Manchester out to the airport. And we noticed it because the passenger plane, the passenger jet, it was an Airbus A330. It was the really big Airbus that flies once a day in and out of Manchester, I believe. Went right over our office block, and the noise of the jet that was escorting it was so much louder than anything ever is. We're not normally aware of the plane noise inside our office, but we heard this one go. It was extremely loud. And so there was a lot of activity in the office, and we were keeping up with the news. I always tend to follow the BBC News website because I tend to think that they don't publish something until they're sure of their facts. But actually, it was really interesting also following Twitter, because a couple of the people who were on the plane were tweeting and sending photos and talking about their experiences as it was happening. So it was a very interesting example of kind of real-time reporting and real-time seeing what was happening. And, you know, the whole citizen journalist thing, where just normal people on the plane who happen to have a smartphone and a Twitter account are suddenly producing content that the world's news agencies are using. Very, very interesting. And at one point, a picture was tweeted of the perpetrator being escorted off the plane by, I presume, two police officers, two officials in uniform. And that picture got tweeted, and I looked at it and I thought, you know, somebody's just tweeted this picture of an individual and two officials. You know, no blurring of faces, just they've just taken the picture and tweeted it. And it was interesting watching which news agencies picked that picture up and then blurred the faces, and which news agencies just picked it up and used it as is. And I've no idea what the journalism laws are on that, whether you are okay to just take a picture of somebody in that situation and tweet it, or whether that's actually something you shouldn't do. Very interesting. But, you know, obviously a bit of a tense time for everybody. You know, we are probably a mile or so away from Manchester Airport, so I don't think we're in any direct threat. But, you know, it does make you feel a little bit vulnerable when something like that happens in your neighbourhood. But that wasn't actually what I was going to talk about today, and I've just spent almost half my boo talking about that, so I will move on. I'm on my regular commute to work, which today is being hampered by, first of all, a tractor pulling a trailer with a digger on top of it, which was going very slowly, and then the rain. It's very grey skies, and it's quite, not heavy rain, but it's quite persistent rain. It's not what I would call drizzle. It's serious. You know, you've got to have your headlights on. I've just realised I haven't, so let's put my headlights on. But, you know, it's grey and miserable, which is a bit of a problem because I haven't picked a coat up this morning, so I may have to do a dash from the car to the office block when I get to the car park. And I'm now caught behind something else slow moving, which would appear to be some kind of construction vehicle, but he's turning off ahead, so that's okay, that's all good. I have been catching up with Audio Boos, and I finally got around to listening to an Audio Boo that Bernie Goldback, who is top gold on all good social networks, Bernie left me an Audio Boo talking about my Audio Mo contributions. Now, I took part in Audio Mo this year on my second Audio Boo account, which is my Geek Mummy account. and I did an app a day review, and wasn't always an app a day, but I did 30 audio recordings for 30 days in June. They just, some of them came out on the same day when I didn't quite keep up with the schedule, because it's a very, very aggressive schedule. Producing one piece of audio content a day for 30 days, whoa, is hard work, but I'm really pleased I did it. Thank you, Bernie. Thank you so much for your feedback. I did solicit feedback. I'm always keen to know what people think of the stuff that I do, whether they find it useful, so it's always good to know that it is useful. Bernie was talking about workflow, because one of the problems that I had with my setup for Audiomo was to keep it streamlined and to minimize the amount of work I had to do after recording the content, I set automatic cross-posting. So my audio boos went up to Audio Boo and then were cross-posted to my blog and pumped out to Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus and all the other content networks that I share my blog content on. And the problem I found with doing that automatically was that when the Audio Boo created a blog post, it literally created a blog post, and all that was in that blog post was the embedded boo, which worked okay for Facebook and Twitter. But when it came to Google Plus, Google Plus includes an excerpt of the blog post as well as a link to the post. And what Google Plus was getting was some lines of JavaScript code, which didn't look good. And Bernie's suggestion was that I took my working notes, which would be some kind of bulleted list, or at least the prep that I'd done, and include that in the blog post and do a more manual post with the boo embedded. And that's kind of what I came to the conclusion should be what I was doing. It was interesting, Bernie talking about taking his notes in OneNote and all the stuff that he does with that. I am so non-digital in my note-taking and my preparation. There are two areas of my life where I have to have handwritten stuff, and it's the only way it's going to get done is if I handwrite it. One is my to-do list. I have to have a notebook with my to-do list in, and I have to handwrite my items on. And the other was my Audiomo audio content show prep. And I've got a little yellow notebook that I have at home, and I did a page for each day, and I chose which app I was going to do. And then when I got chances through the day, I just jotted down a few things. So I have notes. They are unfortunately handwritten. I need some kind of clever mechanism for converting my handwritten notes into digital content that I can then copy and paste into a blog post. That would be ace. Early on in the Audiomo challenge, the first few that I did, I went back and edited the blog posts after they'd auto-posted, and I put in the content from my bulleted notes and links to download apps and all that kind of good stuff that I really should be doing for everything. That went by the wayside on about day 7 or 8, so it didn't last, but that was the intention, was to add some written content into the posts. But yeah, I don't know, maybe I need to start taking photos of my notes, put it into Evernote. I know Evernote can search text within photographs. Not sure how it is on handwriting recognition. My notes are never very neat. So anybody out there knows any kind of handwriting recognition app where I could scan in a picture of my handwritten notes and get it to spew out text? That would be really useful. Be really grateful for that. Definitely want to do more audio content. At the moment, I'm trying to work out where the audio content for my blog fits alongside Parental Geekery, which is obviously the podcast that I do with my husband, John. We call that an aspirationally weekly podcast. It quite often isn't weekly, but we try to make it weekly where we can. And there we talk about parenting and geeky stuff as well. So, I don't want to spread myself too thin by talking about parenting stuff and geeky stuff in too many different places. But the apps worked really well on my blog. That I was really happy with. And I think there is some other content that I can do in audio as well. It's just a question of time, isn't it? Goodness me. Well, and speaking of time, I have wickered on now for very nearly my 10 minutes. So I'm going to leave it there. Thanks again, Bernie. Upload this, see if there's any other feedback, and I will talk to you all again soon. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.